Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah.
Boogie check, boogie check, ooh ah.
Boogie check, ooh ah. Boogie check, ooh ah.
And a fine tone it is, too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. Tis I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Well, then if so, stop what you're doing and call me at 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. On the Boogie Check of what? On the Boogie Check of Life. What does that mean? I'll tell you. Good. It means that anything that happens in life, he said, spit coming out of his mouth. Anything that happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check, but you have to put it there. That's not my job. 312-981-7200. Now, you know, every morning Bob Surratt starts his wonderful program at 5 a.m., and between 5 and 5:30, he takes the first call and gives that person a prize. So I said, hey, Bob, that's a good idea. I'm going to steal it. And we're going to do it right now. That's correct. First call. 312-981-7200 will win a prize. That's 312-981-7200 to win the prize here on the Boogie Check of Life at 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. Now, while those calls are just backing up and blowing up the phones, I want to plug what's coming up later in the show. Good idea, John. After the 8:30 news, Chuck Lavelle, talked to him about a year ago. Amongst his many accomplishments, he is the keyboard player for the Rolling Stones and has been since 1981. And the Stones are on the No Filter tour, and there's a break. So he called and said, hey, you want to talk? And I said, well, sure. So Chuck Lavelle from the Rolling Stones on after the 8:30 news here at 720 WGN. Do I have a choice here? All right. Let's go to Hey Jeannie.
Hi.
Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Are you a genie? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I dream of you, so to speak.
I wish I was.
Well, you are the first call, Jeannie, and you are a winner.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Since I mentioned it earlier to Roger, a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Man, visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Stay on the line there so that we can obtain the important information that will be needed to send you your prizes. Let's see what these other people are up to. Andy, you're on WGN. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Were you calling for the prize? What?
I'm calling for the prize.
I know. Jeannie got it.
Well, I want to thank you for the opportunity anyway. It was fun.
Well, good.
Waiting, while the phone was ringing.
Yes, the anticipation.
See if I would win or not.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it has not been overshadowed by the disappointment that Jeannie got through first.
Well, I get to listen to you the rest of the night.
Oh, well, thank you. And you know what? We do it every evening on the Boogie Tech, so good luck, everyone. Hey, Robinson.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
Everything's clean. And now we're moving around.
Everything's clean, and now I'm moving it around.
Now we're moving it around.
What are you?
All the plants, some of our plants had worms in them or whatever, threw them away. Some old plants are doing just fine.
Oh,
and guess what? We're giving it away for free.
I don't believe we're allowed to say that on the air, but and I don't want to attempt to get into that, although I'm sure it's a fine thing. Hello, Carl. You're on WGN. Hello.
Hello, John. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, and you? Good, and you?
I'm good. Are you ready for the newly revamped compliments of me, Bears fight song.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Want to count it down for me?
3, 2, 1, go.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Bear down, Chicago Bears. Make every play clear the way, and still you lost. Bear down, Chicago Bears. Obie and Hampton, Matt Nagy should be tossed. We want to forget the way you thrill the nation with your deep frustration. Bear down, Chicago Bears, and let them know you're not wearing a frown. You're the pride and joy of Illinois. Chicago, the Bears.
The Bears. All
the
right.
Bear down or up pop the devil.
Oh, God. Thank you so much. 312-981-7200. That's the phone number to get on the Boogie Checker Life. The Boogie Checker what? The Boogie Checker Life, which means that anything can happen in life can happen on the Boogie Check. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, my name is actually Mark Lindsay, but I spell Mark with a C, so I'm not quite the same as the Paul Revere and the Raiders guy. And yeah. I wanted to say that I went to the Cultural Center specifically to see Roger Badish doing live radio on stage, and he does a fine job. And I also kind of forgot to tell Tom something, since this is still the same week. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
He hates it.
Happy birthday, dear Tom. Happy birthday to you. You're not over the hill.
All right.
You're still very young. You're climbing the hill. You're climbing the hill.
Hey.
Thank you.
And now, Count Basie and his orchestra.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. You know, hello, Don. Don? Don. Oh, Don just, he was overcome with laughter and could not speak. 312-981-7200. You know, it is Tom's birthday, and he asked me not to announce it on the air, and I didn't.
No, they took care of that for you.
That was taken care of.
Yeah. Now that we've broken that.
What time of the day were you born?
Oh, I think like a morning.
You don't know?
Well, yeah, we're not doing my star chart here. What do you want from me?
Where's my?
I didn't take the time when I came out. You know, I don't know.
Where is the "This Is Your Life" thing?
Oh,
right?
God. Oh,
Tom,
yes.
Hush.
My
yeah.
fifth grade elementary teacher, Mrs. Richardson. Oh.
So you're 28 now?
28, yeah.
Wow,
it's wild. Wrong side of the 20s.
Jeez, 28. Oh boy. That was fun while it lasted. Well, a happy birthday to you, Tom Hush, and many happy returns of the day, and many more birthdays. What sign are you then?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Well,
someone once asked me that at a place that I used to work when I worked at this movie theater. They were like, oh, you're a Scorpio. I was like, I don't really subscribe to the whole astrology thing. It is, yeah. You know, people can do that. That's fine. It's cool. No harm, no foul.
Right.
And they said, oh, yeah, no, all Scorpios say that. Well, I was like, come on. They're like, oh, that's such a Scorpio thing to say.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is such a Scorpio thing.
Oh, God.
It can get crazy.
It really can.
I know.
People, they're now,
can get crazy.
Now they've got rising signs and moon signs.
Absolutely.
And, so.
A first house, second house, whatever it is.
Yeah. But,
cusp,
know.
On the cusp of something.
Yeah. Cusp.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Cusp of moronicy, if that's a word.
Well, now, in the spectrum of moronicy, I don't even put that over into the moronicy side.
No, it's
compared
harmless.
To whatever else is out there.
Yeah, yeah. I will say that I am happy to share a birthday with the great Walter Cronkite. Born on this day, I think in 1916.
You know, Robert Feeder, he loves Walter Cronkite. He met Walter Cronkite.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. I mean, America's most trusted man.
At the time, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is Walter Cronkite. And that's the way it is. What is the day?
Yeah, November 4th.
And that's the way it is. What is today? I'm Walter Cronkite.
I can't tell if that's Walter Cronkite or Richard Nixon. It's kind of
split. Richard Nixon is different. Richard Nixon is, let me make this perfectly clear about that. Happy birthday, youth.
I stole your birth records from the local hospital.
Chuck Lavelle, quite the Renaissance man, musician, author, filmmaker, conservationist, but most importantly for our purposes, keyboards for the Rolling Stones currently, and has been playing keyboards for the Rolling Stones since 1981, all right? And the Stones are out on their No Filter tour, and they've got a break in the action, and Chuck thought he'd like to come on. And I said, heck yeah. Who doesn't want to talk to somebody touring with the Stones? I do. 312-981-7200. Is this the questioner?
It is. And I'm questioning, is this Swap Shop or perhaps Tradio?
It can be if you want.
Never mind. Questions from the questioner.
Yeah.
If Roger Vabbis retires and still reads a headline in his booming voice, does he still need a transmitter?
No.
Mm.
No, he does not.
I'm going to say no.
No.
If a hockey jersey is called a sweater.
Yeah.
Were many Miss Americas crowned in Atlantic City new sweater?
Oh.
What?
New Jersey. New sweater.
Oh. Wow, questioner, wow. You are way, way, way out there tonight.
Yeah, he's pulling them from somewhere.
Woo! I didn't know that a hockey jersey was referred to as a sweater. I've never heard it. And all the hockey I've watched, people say, you know, I'm going to go buy a jersey. I've never heard somebody say I'm going to go buy a sweater, unless, of course, it was a sweater.
And then if you're in Britain, you're buying a jumper.
Right.
Is it a hockey jumper?
Is that really what it's called?
Yeah, jumper. Like what I'm wearing right now is a jumper.
That's bad. I don't like that.
What do you mean
name.
That's bad?
I don't like that name for hockey clothing. Here's a jumper. What are you, 2 years old? I mean, really? Would you like a onesie to go with that? With your jumper? nothing says sports like a jumper. Anything else, questioner?
Yes.
Oh, I knew it.
If Aaron Rodgers still owns the Bears,
unbelievable.
Would he be immune from criticism?
What's that commercial he does with that guy? Is that Geico? No. No, the guy in the red.
State Farm.
No, he doesn't.
Illinois.
He does it with also Mahomes, the guy. It's like,
oh, Jake from State Farm. Yeah, State Farm.
Jake better get a COVID test. That's all I got to say right now.
And finally,
yes,
the final question.
Uh-huh.
Will you spank Tom 28 times for his birthday during or after the show?
Oh, we did that last night. It wasn't as much fun as I thought it was going to be.
The email to HR I'm writing right now is going to blow your mind.
All right. Well, no, I'm not going to spank him. Good Lord. Yeah.
Thank you for answering the questioner's questions.
All right. Thank you, questioner. I mean, I could make some comments, but I'm not going to because they would be in bad taste, even though they weren't intended to be that way. We got a text here, 630. Happy birthday, Tom, from Fox Valley Mike. Another text from 847. Happy number 28 to you, Tom Hush. A great year ahead of you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how?
When are you getting married?
Not until I'm 29.
Ah,
because November next year. So right next to my parents' anniversary, actually.
Well, that's nice.
It is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long have you been engaged?
Over a year now, because we got engaged during the pandemic. And
after you started quarantining?
Mm-hmm.
Were you quarantining before the pandemic, Tom?
Before. I'm sure my fiance would have loved to keep me somewhere locked up in a room.